A Reno man has been sentenced to an aggregate 56 years in prison after pleading guilty in two cases. The first, attempted sex trafficking of a child, where he received 8 to 20 years. And the second, luring, attempt use of a minor in a sexual portrayal, sale of a controlled substance, and felon in possession of a firearm, where he was given 14 to 36 consecutive. 31-year-old Matthew Edwards, born July 23, 1993, was first arrested after detectives with the Regional Human Exploitation and Trafficking, or HEAT, unit began to investigate him after he started an unsolicited conversation with an undercover detective posing as a 15-year-old girl. This took place in December of 2022. Despite the detective saying that they were 15, Edwards continued to chat with the assumed teen, sending increasingly sexual messages and videos over several weeks. In addition, the defendant would send the victim photographs of himself holding guns, saying he was selling cocaine and other narcotics, and telling her how much money he was making from those sales, which prompted the HEAT detective to contact a regional narcotics or RNU detective. In April of 2023, the RNU detective arranged a controlled buy of narcotics from Edwards, where they purchased 3.5 grams of cocaine. A few days later, Edwards was arrested by both RNU and HEAT detectives after he showed up at an apartment complex where he was set to meet the alleged teen. Following Edwards' arrest in the first case, the HEAT detective was contacted by a then 22-year-old woman who reported that when she was 15, the defendant began a sexual relationship with her. Over the next 2 years, Edwards physically beat the girl and at one point pulled his gun on her and fired a shot towards her. During the course of the abuse, the defendant solicited sex from the victim in exchange for controlled substances or alcohol. Deputy District Attorney Darcy Cameron represented the state in both cases. During sentencing, she argued for the lengthy prison term, noting that the defendant's conduct in both cases clearly establishes that his behavior was deliberate and calculated, and thus he poses an undeniable risk to the community. The Honorable Egan Walker presided and imposed that sentence.